Christ, our perfect pattern spiritually, May 8, in the study of nature, speak to the earth and it shall teach thee, Job 12:8. The childhood and youth of Christ were spent in humble circumstances under conditions that were favorable to the development of a sound constitution. His life was passed mostly in the open air. He drank of the pure streams of water and ate the fruit of the gardens. He passed up and down the steep mountain paths and through the streets of Nazareth as he went to and from his place of toil to his home. He enjoyed the varied notes of the birds as they caroled forth their praise to their Creator. He took delight in the beauty of the flowers that decked the fields. He noted with joy the glory of the heavens, the splendor of sun, moon, and stars, and looked upon the rising and setting sun with admiration. The book of nature was open before him, and he enjoyed its tender lessons. The everlasting hills, the olive groves, were favorite places of resort where he went to commune with his Father. He was filled with divine wisdom, and through the study of nature and by meditation upon and communion with God, his spiritual powers were strengthened. The Redeemer of the world passed up and down the hills and mountains from the great plain to the mountain valley. He enjoyed nature's beautiful scenery. He was delighted with the fields glowing with the beautiful flowers and in listening to the birds of praise and uniting his voice with them in their happy songs of praise. In the life of Christ, his childhood and youth, there is a lesson for the youth of today. Christ is our example, and in youth we should contemplate God in nature, study his character in the work of his hands. The mind is strengthened by becoming acquainted with God, by reading his attributes in the things which he has made. As we behold the beauty and grandeur in the works of nature, our affections go out after God, and our souls are invigorated by coming in contact with the infinite through his marvelous works.